Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Oil rose to a six-month high above $66 a barrel, on track for its largest monthly percentage gain in more than a decade after Japanese and U.S. data suggested the economic downturn might be moderating. The dollar hit five-month lows against a basket of currencies, and the yen also dropped as investors sought higher yielding and riskier assets, believing that the worst of the recession may have passed. Well, we got the weekly U.S. crop reports from USDA out this morning a day late because of the holiday on Monday. And the numbers say that the weekly U.S. wheat export sales were on the low end of expectations, not overly impressive. According to traders, total export sales for the week ending May 21st were 332,100 tons, compared to analyst predictions of 150,000 to 600,000. Net sales of 228,200 tons for delivery in 2009-10 were primarily for Nigeria, which booked 85,000, and Yemen, which bought 50,000 tons, according to USDA. Corn exports, 1.023 million metric tons, and that included net sales for the 2008-09 marketing year of 756,200 metric tons, up 11% from the previous week, but down 12% from the four-week average. And soybean export sales were a net 464,400 metric tons for the week ending May 21st. Sales for 2008-09 were a net 237,400 metric tons, and analysts had forecast sales between 650 and 950 million metric tons. Soy meal sales were a net 367,100. Trade estimates were 150 to 350. Soy oil commitments were 5,300 metric tons, and analysts had forecast sales between 5,000 and 25,000. And we will take a look at the overnight numbers and get some comments from Jackie Vakes. But first, it is time to find out what's happening with the growing area weather. And for that, we bring in our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, a little bit of a break in the action for many areas today, especially the wetter areas of Illinois, Indiana, parts of Ohio and Kentucky and Missouri. There will be some showers and thunderstorms, though, probably erupting on a scattered, isolated basis across parts of northern Illinois and Indiana later on today. But it does look like we're not going to have as much rain over the next few days as we've had so far this week. So we're not looking at absolutely dry weather. There's still going to be some areas where planting is going to be a problem. The planting is incomplete over basically the eastern portions of the Corn Belt, so east of the Mississippi River. And this is all going to be late planted corn, because any corn that's planted from the last third of May on is considered late planted. And because of that, the maximum yield potential statistically is lower. And that's for many reasons. It's just the crop is going to get a late start, and that means it's probably going to have a bit of a shorter growing season. It's also going to be getting to sensitive stages, as the sunlight is not as long in the day. The sun isn't as high in the sky during the day as typical. A lot of factors there. It doesn't mean that you'll have a bad crop if it's planted late, but statistically, the yield potential does go down and will continue to go down with each passing day. That the crop, it does not get in the ground from here on out. So there are going to be some scattered, isolated thunderstorms today over northern parts of Illinois and Indiana, and then more showers and thunderstorms possible on a scattered basis tomorrow. They'll form in Iowa tonight and push southeastward a bit. So we do have an unsettled weather pattern here through tomorrow. And with that, a few places could get heavy rain, but I think that's just going to be on an isolated basis. A few individual cells may move along and put a little track heavy rain down, but most areas are not going to be experiencing heavy rain over the next day or so. Then it does look like we're going to have dry weather on Sunday. It'll be a warm day Sunday, too, with winds coming out of the south, temperatures getting well into the 80s over most of the Midwest. And then next week, we get another round of rain. And what we have next week set up is an east-west oriented front that's going to slowly sag southward. And because it's going to move slowly, that means some places could get a substantial amount of rain. And initially, that rain is going to be across the northern parts of the Midwest, over Iowa, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And will start to affect northern parts of Illinois and Indiana on Monday. But the areas farther to the south, including many of the areas that still need dry weather for planting, that rain will probably not arrive until around Tuesday or so. But Tuesday and Wednesday is when we expect some of that rain in the southern half of the Midwest Corn Belt. So we do have rain coming in again. We do not have a prolonged period of dry weather, and that is a problem for those places not yet planted. And in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it is hot out there. We have temperatures that are going to get into the 90s again today, especially in western parts of the belt. Not a big problem, except some of the drier areas of southwest Kansas, southeastern Colorado, and neighboring parts of the Oklahoma-Texas Panhandle area. There it's a bit dry, so there may be a few crops that will get a little bit stressed. Farther north, showers and thunderstorms have occurred recently, and it looks like more will be coming to parts of Nebraska and northern Kansas early next week. So that's favorable for them. For the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, it's drying out a bit, and they need it. In North Dakota especially, it's been very, very wet, and they still need dry weather to get into the field. So they're going to have some cooler weather coming in, and that's not going to help them either. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you. Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Dow is up 7.5 now at 84.11 1/4. Crude oil is trading at $65.92, just a little bit under that $60 a barrel level right now. I make $66 a barrel level right now. $65.91. It's up 84 this morning. July wheat in Kansas City opened at 680 1/4, down a half on the open, up 6 on the last trade. September at 690 1/4, down 3/4, and up 6.5 on that last trade. July spring wheat, 767, down a half and up 1. September at 763, down 5.5 on the open last trade, at up 3.5. July in Chicago, 630 1/4 was the open, down 1/4, up 6.5 on the last trade. September traded down 3/4 on the open at 656, but up 7.5 on the last trade. In December, 678 1/4, down a half and up 6.5. July corn, 428 1/4, down a half, up 4.25. September, 438 1/2, down a half, up 4. And December, 452, down 1/4 on the open, last traded up 4. July soybeans, 1177 1/4, down 1 3/4, up 10. August, unchanged at 1140 1/2 on the open, up 9 on the last trade. November at 1051 1/4, down 1 3/4, up 9.5. July soybean meal, 383.80, unchanged and up 340. In July oil at 37.81, unchanged on the open, up 26 in the last trade. And Jackie Vakes joins us, as usual on Friday, from Stuart Peterson Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Well, looks like things turned up toward the end of the trade overnight.
Well, they certainly did. And some of that is, there's quite a few reasons when you look at it. I mean, the American dollar's down strongly. We've got crude oil up also in a very strong manner. The weather, of course, is showing rain on and off. I guess weather forecasters can't really, seem to agree. I agree with Ed, but when I look at the world weather forecasters, some of them say it's going to be extremely light rain. Some say it's going to be heavier rain. Nobody seems to really know. And so there's still a lot of planting concerns out there, too.
Mm-hmm. Anything in those weekly export numbers that came out this morning?
Well, I think when you look at the, we had equal numbers when it comes to the beans, 17 million. little less than the expectation, but still good, showing that we have good exports for right now and good exports starting for next year. I thought the corn exports were excellent, 30 million for this year, 10 million for next year, kind of encouraging to start to see them put some out there into the new year. I think just in general, they were at least supportive. There's no question about that.
So what are your calls for today then?
Well, I look at not an awful lot different than the overnights. Corn's up 3 to 5, beans up 10 to 12, wheat up 5 to 7, and we do have the end of the month. So that could lead to a lot of craziness, no question about it. But it's all going to continue to be supported by the dollar. There's no question about that either.
So keep an eye on the dollar, keep an eye on crude oil, and keep an eye on the weather.
That's exactly right. Keep your eyes everywhere you possibly can.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.
You bet. Have a great one, Jay.
You too. Have a great weekend. Bye. That's Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report this morning here on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, radio stations of Illinois Public Media. It's a minute past 9.